it's gonna be alright.
Come on, let's give God some hand praise in the house. You just been singing, if I make it to the city, hallelujah, that it's going to be all right. How many know it's going to be all right? That's our ultimate goal, is making it to the city. No more pain, no more confusion, no more disappointment, no more nothing. It's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. thank you, Jesus. We praise God today. We praise God today for who he is. Hallelujah. And if we can just make it, that's our ultimate goal. To be on the battlefield for the Lord, to make it to the city. And we know everything is going to be all right. I do give honor to God today because he is the lover of my soul. I don't know about you, but I love the Lord and I know he loves me. Because he could do what nobody else could do for me. Hallelujah. And I love God today. I give honor to you all, God's children today. And I do give honor to my pastor today, the Reverend Dr. Dennis Leach and First Lady Reverend Charlotte Leach. Come on, let's celebrate this.
Amen. Yeah.
The pastor, the teacher of this house that God has set before this place at such a time as this. And we thank and we praise God. As I say, I thank God for you all. Thank God for my friends, the family that came from Friendship. Thank you for coming. I see you back there. Hallelujah. And I thank God for Ed Good. Hallelujah, Ed. Get up, Ed. Wave your hand. Ed Good. I've been with Ed Good for 37 years. Praise the mighty God. And we ain't got time yet. Praise the thank you, God, for that today. Hallelujah. I was listening to the testimonies and how Satan just is trying to destroy us. And one, if it ain't one thing, it's another thing. If it ain't this, it's that. But I'm here to tell you there's a word from the Lord today. Glory to God. There's a word from the Lord today. Let us pray. Father, we praise you. We glorify you. Have mercy upon us, O God. According to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out all transgression and wash us thoroughly from our iniquity. For we have sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, our guest to be. We praise you today and we glorify you. Oh, Father, send your anointed to make preaching easy today. And send your anointed to make receiving easy today, that your name may be glorified. Oh, it's all about you, God, that your name will be glorified and your people will be edified. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. I do give honor to my sisters that's on the roster, sitting on the pulpit and on the rostrum and on the battlefield and have not given up preaching the word of God. You all turn with me a very familiar passage of scripture. It was read in your hearing. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. 2 Chronicles, 20th chapter. And we're going to begin at the, if you have your Bibles, if you don't have it yet, just say, wait a minute. If you have it, say, amen. Amen. And we're going to begin at the 13th verse. 2 Chronicles 20, beginning at the 13th verse. And all of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones and their wives and their children. Then upon Jaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye, all Jerusalem, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. set yourself, stand ye still, and see, hallelujah, the salvation of the Lord. Glory to God with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Kohathites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Zechor. And as they went from forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Jerusalem, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall ye prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and they should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which was come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end to the inhabitants of Seir, every one held to destroy another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies, fallen to the earth, and none escaped. Hallelujah. God's word for God's people for a time such as this. And I want to use, if I could just use for just a few minutes, because Deacon Hughes already preached, and we could have just said benediction, ain't that right? But I'm going to be obedient, Deacon. I'm going to be obedient. And we could just use for a few minutes the power of praise. The power of praise. How many know there's praise in your power? How many know that there is power in your praise? I've said, I'm listening. I'm hearing you. Amen. How many know that there is power in your praise? You know, I heard you talking to say, you know, the devil doing this and the devil doing this. But I want you to know you began to praise him. See, praise is our weapon. Praise is a weapon that God has given us. And we need to use everything that God has given us. Amen. And for such a time as this. Because we can't fight the devil by ourselves. And see, our weapons are not carnal. Our weapons are spiritual. And God's going to help us fight this battle. You don't have to fight the battle. The battle is not yours. Hallelujah. You can just give it to God. And see, I want to tell you that praise expresses admiration and honor. And it is related to God's character and who God is. Praise is just not merely a reaction from coming into his presence, but it is a vehicle of which brings us into the presence and the power of God. Praise and worship is the gate pass which allows us to enter the sacredness of his glory. And the psalmist says, enter into his gates with praise. Enter in gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. We praise God for who he is. Not only for his hand, for what he does, but we praise him for who he is. We praise God for his everlasting love upon us. And we praise him for his mercy, his long suffering, his unchangeableness. Praise is directly related to God's character. Am I right about it? And the psalmist said, let everything praise the Lord. Let everything praise the Lord. And you see, there are a number of Hebrew words used in the Old Testament theology to express the concept of praise. Unlike our English, language, the Hebrews chose to develop their concepts and thought patterns from the use of many words, from many, many words that focus our attention to the true nature of praise. For example, when praise was used to address God or his name, they called that a Hallel praise. Somebody say Hallel praise. They call that a Hallel praise, which means to boast of one, to esteem, and to magnify another. They Hallel God because they boasted in their God, his magnificent beauty, the accomplishments of his hands. They call that kind of a praise a Hallel praise. It speaks to what David wrote when he said, "My soul shall boast in the Lord," boasting of his great attributes. His great attributes. He's a self-sufficient God, and he's an eternal God, and he's an immutable God, and he's an omnipotent, omnipresent God, and he's an all-wise God. And they boasted in their God. They Hallel God. Somebody say Hallel. It's where we get our word, hallelujah, so you know the word. It is when one gets excited about the person of God, hallelujah, and about the acts of God, and your thoughts and your mind and your words are constantly in reference to God. That praise is known as a Hallel praise. It is, as I said, where we get our word, hallelujah. And the Hebrews also link praise with joy, as we do today. When you think of God's person and his joy, his care for you, when we think of how he sustains us and keeps us, our hearts should be filled with joy. When we think about God and how he blessed us and how he has kept us, he been to us what nobody else can be, then that kind of praise is called a Yada praise. Somebody say Yada. Yada praise. When we Yada God, we link to his awesome structure. We get joy in our thoughts. You know, like the song said, God is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised never to leave me. Hallelujah. He's always keep me. God is the joy of my life. You see, we often sing, I get joy when I think about what the Lord has done for me. This joy that I have, the Lord can't take it, and the world can't take it, and the world will not be able to. The world didn't give it, and the world won't take it away. This joy that I have, they Yada God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's when they Yada God. And to think of his goodness and just thinking about him brings about a certain amount of spontaneous joy. You know what I mean? you don't have to think so long, but just let your mind and your thoughts run back to this morning when you got up out of your bed. When you had use of your limbs and you were able to walk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just think about what God has done for you. When you had ears to hear, when you had a mouth to talk, and when you had a mind to think, and when you were able to get up and put on your clothes and fix your breath. Oh, you don't have to think so long. Oh, glory to God. You can, that's your dog God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You had hands and feet. I get joy when I think about what the Lord has done for me. I don't know about you, but I love to praise the Lord. I heard somebody say, praise is what I do when I want to get close to you. Glory to God. You want to get close to God? You begin to praise him. Yeah, and we must then conclude. No, they would call that praise. No wonder David said, when he wrote, "Oh Lord, your Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the world, in all the earth." And then the Hebrews also managed to take confession and to give thanks when they praised God and exalted the Lord. When they acknowledged their creature finite dependency upon God, when they acknowledged that they could not do anything without God, when they experienced God totally, when they surrendered their lives to him, then they called that a total praise. Somebody say Todah.
when we just lift our hands in awesome praise to God in his mighty acts. They would call that a total praise because he is excellent in all the earth. There is nothing like it unto God. We must then conclude that praise and praises should take first place in our lives, in the lives and the thoughts of a believer. Pardon me, I beg your difference. Your first thought should not be that of prayer. Your first thought should not be that of gaining more faith. But your first thought should be that of praise. May I suggest to you that God inhabits, hallelujah, the praises of his people. That which means that he lives in your praise. He dwells in your praise. He's in the midst of your praise. When praises go up, blessings come down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why you got to open up your mouth and praise him. You really want to feel the vibrant move of God. Then do not neglect to open your mouth, lift up your hands and praise him. But what I want you to know is, people, praise is more than just making loud noises. Praise is more than just making loud noises or coming together in joy and exuberant movement, rhythmic pattern and scream and holler. Ah, but that's not praise. Praise is the utmost experience that one has with God, which leads me to think that you really can't praise him until you know him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't know the Lord, if you don't know him, to see there's power in his name. He is our provider. But if you don't know him as a provider, then you don't know him. He is our deliverer. If you don't know him as your deliverer, glory to God, then you don't know him. He is our healer. Do you know him today as your healer? He is, glory to God, our mighty warrior. He is our protection. But if you don't know him, you don't know him as that, then you can't praise him. Glory to God. In order to praise him, you got to know him. How many know what I'm talking about in here? Do you know the Lord today? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So praise must be an expression that dwells on the inside. That if nobody on my road lifts my hand, I'm going to praise God. Hallelujah. If nobody on your road say hallelujah, I'm going to say hallelujah. Glory to God. It's an expression on the inside that will come out on the outside. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, 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 yes. And that one, and you see what I think, how good God's been to me. I don't know about you, but when I think about how good he's been to me, when I think about where I was, hallelujah, and where I could have been, something on the inside makes me want to say, thank you, Jesus. When I realize it's not because I've been so good, hallelujah. Oh, when I examine my daily walk with the Lord, glory to God, and I come to a conclusion that without God, I could do nothing. With God, I have my being, I have my mood. I can't do nothing with God, without God. So you see, praise, nobody has to tell you to praise him. Nobody has to tell you to say hallelujah. It's a spontaneous thing because it's on the inside. Oh, hallelujah, it is going to come up on the outside. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So praise then is spontaneous. And don't nobody have to tell you to praise God. And can't nobody stop it. Can't nobody tell you, and can't nobody stop your praise. Hallelujah. See, I know why I praise the God. See, when you see me running, I know why I'm running. Because I know what the Lord has done for me. Glory to God. Because when I think about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. See, you see, I raised two little boys, and one of them was sick to death. Hallelujah. And he stayed sick for 12 years, and the doctors had given him up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But God healed him. He didn't heal him miraculous, but he healed him bit by bit. And see, I had to go through something. I had to come through something. So I know him as a healer. I know him as a protector. I know him as a provider, because he did all that for me. Glory to God. And so when you see me running, don't you get up to
running. I know why I'm running. When you see me shouting something, I know why I'm shouting. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because there's power. There is power in my praise. When I begin to praise, there's power in my praise. So church, we must never neglect to praise God. You must never be too tired to praise Him. Things can't get so bad that you can't praise Him. You shouldn't be selfish. You ought to praise Him. The Bible says, let the redeemed say so. And with these thoughts in mind, let us examine the content of our text. I'm almost through that. The story opens with King Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. He was instrument in bringing together some religious reforms. And he had constructed a religious pattern in Jerusalem and Judah, where the people of God were worshiping and praising God. And you see, in our religious community, we need some major reforms. Am I right about it? It's very hard to decipher who is and who is not. You don't know who is Christian today, and you don't know who is not. You can't tell by looking at us. Am I right about it? Glory to God. You can't distinguish who the believer is. You can't tell by the way we dress. Am I right about it? Glory to God. No, you can't tell by the way we dress. Glory to God. And you sure can't tell by the way we act. You can't tell by the way we act. Hallelujah. Because for church folk, Deacon Hughes say church folk. Church folks cheat, lie, steal, gossip, backbite just like everybody else does. Glory to God. So we need some major reforms. We need more than a revival, but a reformation, a revolution. And some folks come to the revival the same way in and the same way out. We need a revolution. Yes, we need some major reform. And that's in every church. That's in Baptist church, Methodist, Holiness, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Apostolic, Catholic, major form. One way in and one way out. We need some major reform. It's time for true Christians to stand up and be committed. Who's on the Lord's side? Who is on the Lord's side? And see, because of their praise, because of their stand for praise, Jehoshaphat finds a coalition of surrounding army nations. They made a pact. Decided that they were going to rise against Judah. They were going to destroy the praise. Glory to God. How many know you can't destroy my praise? How many praises we got in the house? How many praises we have in the house? Glory to God. Ah, they made a pact. They didn't come one-on-one, huh? They had to come all together. That's what I'm talking about. If it ain't one thing, it's another thing. It's this and that. This, and that. They tried to destroy the praiser. It was if they could not beat them one-on-one. They had to get a whole group of them together. Because the devil knows if he just come one-on-one, he might not be able to silence you. But he didn't come one-on-one. He'll make your children act up. Mm-hmm. He'll make the transmission go out. Uh-huh. You'll lose your job. Uh-huh. You'll come to church feeling bad, and you'll leave feeling bad. But I don't care what that devil brings to you. You ought to stand up and look that devil in the eye and say, though he slay me, yet, will I trust him. Glory to God. And bless it. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You can't make me doubt him, because I know too much about him. I don't care what you bring, devil. Yeah, you come one-on-one. I got something for you, because there's power in my praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He couldn't come one-on-one. They had to bring a whole coalition. Yeah, you read it. You see it. You saw it in the Bible. They had to bring a whole coalition. They had sense enough not to take them one-on-one, so they made a little pact. Got a little allegiance together. The Moabites and the Amorites and some of the Midianites that's from Mount Seir came to make war against Jehoshaphat and Judah. Don't you worry, church, about living right. Don't you worry about praising God, because when you really get to praise God, you don't have to look for the devil. He'll find you. The devil don't care nothing about your testimony. He don't care nothing about your child being there or your child being there. He don't care about that. He don't care about your reform. He does not want you to lift up your hands and open your mouth and praise God. Because you must understand that from the beginning, that's what was he was supposed to do. Y'all know that. In heaven, Satan was in charge of praises. So whenever you get the praise of God, something triggers in him and he gets mad. Because he knows he no longer can come before the Lord in praise. He can't come before the presence of God in praise no more. No, he can't do that. He gets mad because you do it. He gets mad. So he'll do anything he can to stop your praise. He'll say, sit down. Sit down. You praise them too much. It ain't time for that. It don't take all that. It don't take all that. Sit down. Don't do this and don't do that. He don't want you to praise him because he's supposed to be doing it. But he can't come before the God. I decree and declare unto you, don't you let Satan take your praise. We don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against principalities and evils of the darkness. And Satan wants to take it. He wants to bring things, but whatever he brings you, you begin to praise the Lord. Praise him. See, you say praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Yes, yes. We can just remember that we got to praise him. You see, the devil don't care nothing about your testimony, nothing about your reform. He does not want you to lift up your hands, because that's what Satan wants you to do, keep your hands down. But I'm here to tell you, whenever I come to church, I'm going to command the praise, because there is power in my praise. Hallelujah. And look at Jehoshaphat. I'm going to command a sacrifice of praise, even when I don't feel like praising. I'm going to praise him anyhow. Hallelujah. Because when praises go up, blessings do come down. Because there's power in my praise. My praise is my weapon. Glory to God. So look at Jehoshaphat predicament. He had a handful of unskilled soldiers that must now do battle against a well-trained military coalition. Early in that same chapter, they were in the Valley of Ziz. And during that valley experience, that battle situation, he told them that the battle was not theirs, it's the Lord's. But you know you have an occasion to forget. And if we do, if we can just remember what the Lord did yesterday, it would be so easy to fight the battle today. But the enemy does not come that quickly. He'll let you have some good days. Then he'll let you have some good days. He'll let you have some good days and he'll let you have some good months and some good years, and he'll set you right up. Yeah, he do it. He'll set you up. Well, after handling anything, then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. Seems like every demon in hell begins to get on your back. It's like a well-trained military army that has been sent to your house. He will break down, tear down, destroy. Well, that's just like what Jehoshaphat felt. Oh, but I like what he said. He said, I will consult the Lord and I will pray. That's what he said. He said, because church, you see, there is no victory won, no purpose accomplished without prayer. Perhaps that's why you're still weak. Oh, I know I ain't talking to nobody in here. Perhaps that's why you're too weak, so undeceived. Maybe that's why you can't seem to stand up and walk straight, because you have not prayed to God about it. You've gone to the psychic, or you've gone to your mama, your daddy, you've gone to your friends, you've gone elsewhere, but you have not consulted the Lord first. You got to go to God first. Consult with the Lord. Yes, because David said, I cried unto the Lord. And he heard me, and he delivered me out of all my trouble. You see, prayer brings us into a place of deep relationship with God. It brings us into a place where we can handle it. It may not change, but we can handle it. It may not turn over, but we can handle it. It's just something about talking to God and staying there long enough where God can talk back to you. I declare unto you, if you just get in a place where you can talk to God,
He's a good conversationalist. He won't let you talk to him without talking back to you. He's got a way open up windows and speaking to your natural soul. You got to pray in the morning, pray in the noon, pray in the evening, pray late at night. You got to pray. Pray, pray, and pray. And when it don't look like it, you got to pray. And when it's not gonna, when it look like it's not gonna move, just pray and pray and pray. You got to pray and pray and pray. And when you don't feel like it, just pray, 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 pray. Hallelujah. And when they talk about you, you just pray, 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 and pray. Glory to God. And when things just ain't going right, you just pray, pray, and pray, and pray. And you seem like you can't get healed. You just pray, 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 and pray. Glory to God. Just keep on praying. See, your responsibility is to pray. God said he'll answer the prayer, but he didn't tell you how long to pray. So you just keep on praying. Glory to God. Just keep on praying. So Jehoshaphat consulted the Lord. And after he had talked with the Lord and all his little ones, he called all his people together. He called the men, the women, and the children together. And he called a fast. See, fast is denying oneself of food intake. Some folks don't like the term fast. We don't want to do that. The Bible says that some things not going to be moved but by prayer and fasting. That's what it said. And it was obvious that no normal method of fighting was going to work. It was obvious that if they just used the regular method, they were going to lose the battle. They were outnumbered. Their military might was not proper. Strength, they would have been beaten to a pulp. So we must look past conventional strategy and religious gain and do what the Bible says. The Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, seek my face, and pray, then shall I hear from heaven and heal their land. So they knew that there had to be more than a conventional method if they were going to win the battle. They had to do more than just fight. So you have to pray. And if you've been praying, pray and fast. And if you've been praying and fasting, pray fast and seek God's face. If you've been praying and fasting and still ain't nothing happen, pray fast and seek God's face. Then pray fast, seek God's face, and humble yourself. If you've been, and there still ain't nothing happening, pray fast, see God's face, humble yourself, and turn from your evil ways. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If my people, glory to God, that are called by not my name. See, you got to do something else besides get on your knees and say, Lord, have mercy, or not Father, I stretch my hand to thee, but like the little children used to say. What that little prayer the little children used to say? Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray that you got to do some sincere, deep, honest prayer. See, sincere, honest prayer will keep you on your knees, will bring you to your knees. Glory to God. You need to use something else besides your conventional prayer. If all you've been doing is praying, now pray and fast. And if that don't work, like I said, pray and fast and see God's face. And if that don't work, pray, I'm saying it again, pray fast, see God's face, humble yourself. And if that don't work, pray fast, see God's face, humble yourself, and turn from your evil ways. Glory to God. He said, then you'll hear from heaven. He said, then you'll hear from heaven. Yeah, he did. You cannot pray, you cannot fast, you cannot seek the face of God without hearing a word from the Lord. And so they rose up early in the morning. I'm almost through, y'all. They rose up early in the morning, verse 26. Jehoshaphat told them, believe in the Lord. Have faith in God. Not in me. Not in this army. Not in the sword, but in the shield, but in God. Because, and believe what the prophets say. And Romans 8:28 says, and we know. How many know Romans 8:28? And we know. And before you get to all things work, you got to have faith. And we know that means that regardless of what I'm going through, and we know regardless of what the enemy is doing, and we know, and regardless of what my husband, wife say, and we know regardless of what my children is doing, and we know regardless of what, we can just remember, hallelujah, and we know, glory to God, like glory to God, and we know that all things, not some things, but all things work for the good of those that love the Lord. And we know this. And we got to believe in this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, believe on the Lord God. Believe on the Lord. And so God took them down into the wilderness, Tekoa. He took them down in the valley. And it's easy to praise God when you're up on the mountaintop, but can you praise him in the valley? It's easy to praise God when you have a checking account full of money, but can you praise down in the valley? It's easy to praise God when you don't have cancer, but can you praise God down in the valley? It's easy to praise God when your child ain't in trouble, but can you praise him when you're down in the valley? When down in the valley and you don't know how to get out. When down in the valley and the mountains are high and the mountains and river look like they're going to cave in on you. When down in the valley and you don't know what to do and how to do it and when to do it. Glory to God. If you can just manage to lift up your hands and open your mouth and reach way down in the city of your soul and bring out a hallelujah. Glory to God. And bring out that praise. Praise will destroy the works of the devil. Praise, hallelujah, glory to God, will bring you peace of mind. Praise, I say, will lift up a bowed down head. But there's something else that praise will do too. Praise will confuse the enemy. That's what it said. Praise will confuse the enemy. After they had fasted and prayed all night, the Israelites were scared and they were looking to Jehoshaphat. But Jehoshaphat said, hallelujah, he said, wait a minute. He said, wait a minute. I know we're down here in this valley. He said, wait a minute. And the enemies are all around us. Glory to God. Everywhere we look, the enemies are around us. I know we're down here in the valley. But what I want to know, do I have some praisers in this valley? What I want to know, do I have anybody that will stand up and stand out on God and believe God in this valley? Oh, glory to God. Do I have any Judahites in the house? See, Judah mean praise. Do I have Judahites in the body of Christ tonight? Are you a tribe of Judah? Do you believe in praise to God? Hallelujah. He said, because the battle, God already told him, the battle is not ours, it's his. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to look to the Lord. I want you to look to God. Do I have anybody? We'll step out on nothing and stand up and bless the Lord. He said, set yourself for the battle, for the battle is not yours. And the Judahites began to open their mouth, and they began to praise God. And when God saw his people praising him, when God heard his people praising him, and see, that's what you got to do. Your praise is your weapon. Glory to God. You got to stand up, and you got to open your mouth. See, when God saw his people praising him, when God saw his people, when he heard his people praising him, God set a spirit in the wind, glory to God, and it came down in their praises, glory to God, and they began to open their mouth, and they began to march, and they began to praise God, and they began to say hallelujah, and they began to say thank you, Jesus, and it got in the ears of the enemy. It got in the ears of the Ammonites. Hallelujah. And they kept on praising and praising and praising, and it got into the ears of the Amorites. And they praised him, praised him, praised him. And it got into the ears of the Moabites. And it got into the ears of the Mount Seir. And then they got so confused that they started killing each other. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They started killing one another because God had got it, the praises had got into their ears. God fought their battle. And they walked up to that a mountain out of the valley, glory to God, and they looked down and all they saw was dead bodies. Oh, you ought to be praising, glory to God. All they saw was dead bodies. They did not have to fight. God fought their battle. God fought their battle. And I'm going to praise them. I'm going to praise them. No matter what you say or no matter how you say it, I'm going to praise them, because that's power in my praise. My praise, see, my praise will lift me out. My praise will bring me out, glory to God. No matter what the devil tried to put on me, glory to God. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. You look at your neighbor and say, I'm coming out. I'm coming out, because I'm coming out by my praise. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. Because I praise a God. I pray for a God that sits high and look low. I praise an immutable God. I praise an omnipotent God. I praise an omnipresent God. I praise an all-wise God. I praise an almighty God. I praise Jehovah Jireh. I praise Jehovah Shalom. I praise Jehovah Rapha. I praise Jehovah Elohim. I praise him. I praise him in the morning and I praise him in the evening. I praise him in the noon and I praise him. Hallelujah. I praise God. My God is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. All power is in his hand. He got up, and because he got up, I could get up. All power. Glory to God. Listen, I'm over through. See, on his mother's side, Jesus was born in a manger. But on his father's side, he is the Son of God. Am I right about it? On his mother's side, he walked through the door. But on his father's side, he said, I am the door. Hallelujah. You see, on his mother's side, he had to drink water. But on his father's side, he said, I'm the well of the living water. Hallelujah. On his mother's side, he saw men die. Glory to God. But on his father's side, he said, I am the resurrection and I am the life, said the Lord. And that's why I praise him. That's why I praise him, because he's God Almighty. That's why I praise him, because he can do any and everything. I depend on him, glory to God, and not on man. And I decree and declare unto you, if you don't know him and know how to praise him like that, you ought to come to the altar today. Glory to God. And meet this Jesus. And let us introduce you to this Jesus. Because there is power in your praise. Your praise is your weapon. The enemy don't have nothing against you. You got to just open up your mouth and praise him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.